Hey, this is Dawn.
And this is Lana.
And I'm Kelvin.
And I'm Salsa.
And you're listening to Screw It, a podcast about wine. Wine improves with age.
We improve with wine.
Well, we've got a really different theme for today's show.
We do indeed.
And it's all like the doodads and do jobs that you can have with your wine.
That sounds dirty.
It is.
I love it.
I know you do. So we've got actually three different bottles to play around with. And I think Salsa just got like the math?
Yes.
He counted them.
There's three bottles and there's four of us. What are we going to do?
Drink.
Yay!
That's not mathematical.
I don't care. It's the best kids show ever.
And so I guess we're going to just start this off with picking a bottle first, and then we'll pick the do jobs to go next. So, I don't know. Kelvin, your birthday's coming up.
Let me think here. 5 months?
In 5 months, yeah. Close enough. Which bottle would you like to start with?
Technically, they're all coming.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my Lord.
That's an assumption.
It's truly an
assumption. Yeah, technically. Technically, everything is just east if you go far enough east. You'll eventually wind up.
Minneapolis is east.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's the long way around, but you'll get there.
Kelvin, you got three bottles.
Yeah.
You have this one, and that one, and the other one.
And the other one, isn't actually wine.
No,
that's olive oil, but you could try it if you
Yeah.
I think the legs would be astonishing.
Have you ever actually done an olive wine taste or olive oil tasting?
Mm. I've heard that is a thing.
I was just at Love That Olive.
There's a place on Grand.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, they closed, but they're in Maple Grove.
Really?
Or their sister ship, flagship.
Okay.
That one closed completely.
Okay. Well, Salsa's already taking off his clothes, so
yes,
he
okay.
hasn't even started drinking. Oh my god,
well,
this is going to be cool.
I'm easy.
Probably the Villa Farnia. Because that's the label I can read the most. From
It's the one in the Bustier.
Which is an attention grabber.
Yes, that Bustier basically wine bottle holder was a gift from my sister, and I love it.
It's crazy.
I wish I could put my box of wine in it, but sadly, it's just the boobs aren't big enough. So,
I hear that.
Just gotta get creative.
So, Lana, do you want to attempt to read that one for us?
Okay.
Because it's impossible. It's a red. I know that.
Villa Farnia di Farnese, Montepulciano d'Abruzzo, 2013.
Can you say that with the rolled R, though? The 2013.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm going to be honest about this one. Go ahead and open it.
Oh, well, then.
I actually brought this bottle specifically because I do not like it. I think this is disgusting wine. So.
Oh, I'm sorry to start you off with the worst.
No,
I did it.
Sharing,
I did it intentionally.
We're being punked, aren't we?
No, you haven't been on the cheapest bottle of wine.
We did that. That
was the punking. But no, I actually brought this one because I wanted to see if like the fancy do jobs and stuff like that that we have to wine with might actually make it taste better.
Oh, the aerator. And
so
the,
yeah. So there was a plan on this. It's not just because you guys were guests.
Okay.
It wasn't because you guys suck.
Don't know things about wine.
We saved the crappiest bottle of wine for these two doofuses from vilification tests.
They don't have taste buds. Just fob them off with something.
We'll just tell them it's
We'll just put the game on in the background. They won't notice.
And it's really olive oil.
All of a sudden.
Made with black olives? I don't
Oh, that's no. sad. There yeah. was no sound.
It may, yeah, it didn't have a poppy thing. Yeah.
No. And I try. Should we just do a tiny pour so we can all try
it? I think we should. Let's try.
Decide if it's gross.
We'll taste it on its own.
without any help. Or something? Reacted with the cork?
Oh, no, I don't think it corked.
No, okay.
the cork is fine.
Yeah,
I was going to say, it doesn't look degraded or anything.
No, I think it's awesome.
We'll get our taste buds on.
I kind of know what I'm doing.
It was indeed aged.
Oh, we want the gurgle. So.
Kelvin, would you like to do the next set of gurgles for us?
Okay.
Gurgle.
That was lovely, dear.
Oh, and Salsa's doing all of the sound.
I do sound effects.
Stuff.
It's what I do.
It's what I do.
What I do, man.
Do you want that glass?
Oh, no, I don't.
No. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
We each have a paw.
Lana almost poured in the
It's a Faux Bourdon.
Oh no! Oh no!
We all have three glasses, so it was like, oh man, I'm...
Well, that's right, yeah. We have...
okay. Do you guys do the cork test or anything like that?
I always smell it.
Okay. Just poke it with your fingernail?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
I just poke things in general with my fingernail. But so tell us why you poke things with your fingernail.
What you do really is... telling Dawn. It lets you know if the wine was aged in the bottle or if it was transferred to the bottle later.
What? Tell me about that.
If just the surface is stained with wine, then it was aged in like stainless steel tubs and then just bottled for distribution.
Interesting.
But if you prick it and like pull back a piece and it's stained deeply, then it was aged in the bottle.
So how would you define this specific?
This was aged in bottle.
Did Dawn drink wine before we got
here? No, I didn't.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, that's really interesting.
Yeah, when I walked in the door, I thought they'd already pre-gamed. That was...
We were just excited to see you, darling.
So,
do we have a ritual? Or
Yes, we do. We usually do the sea smell, taste, and blah, blah, blah. Okay. But since we're doing do jobs, I don't know if we're going to have time for all of this. But otherwise...
I usually get paid extra for do jobs.
No, I know. So super fast. It's a super dark red.
Mm-hmm. Good color.
Mm, it's good yeasty smell, though.
Yeah, it's
a lot like bread.
No fingering.
Yeah, it's a young wine.
I don't see any legs to speak of.
Yeah.
No. Mine seems sort of lame.
Yeah, it's awesome. Hey. Anyways, should we toast? What to, how about vilification tennis?
Well, that sounds lovely.
Yes.
not like alcohol and vilification tennis.
Here's the vilification tennis. You guys are jerks. Yay, I won vil. Go ahead and give it a taste and tell me if you think it's awful.
We should talk about our rating, because we should rate them numerically before and after.
Mm-hmm.
Our rating goes from 1 to 5, 1 being lowest, 5 being the highest. 1 is, I wouldn't drink that if they were handing it out free at Renfest.
Mm-hmm. That's number 1. Number 2 is, like, we consider it a vinegar salad dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it on your salad. It's good enough.
3 is wedding appropriate wine. You wouldn't buy it, but if they were handing it out, you wouldn't. Hand it back.
Yeah. Number 4 is a bottle I wouldn't mind drinking by myself. And then, of course, there's number 5. I would tap that vintner's cask. Yeah. So 1 to 5. 5 being the bestest, 1 being the worstest.
I think I'd put it at 3.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about not to be unimaginative, but yeah.
It's very 3-ish.
It's very 3-ish.
It's not that bad, really.
First part of the aftertaste, the finish is weird for me.
Yeah, I agree.
The first part of the finish, then it kind of goes away. And like,
it's a bit sour to it.
Yeah, it doesn't sit on my tongue very well.
It has like a. I'm trying to think of a better way of putting it that isn't like massively negative because this is going to sound much more negative than I mean, but there's like it's almost musky at first, like in the aftertaste, but then it kind of goes away and it just becomes like the general sour, dry thing.
Yeah.
It tastes very young for a 2013.
Yeah, it's very green.
It is.
That's
But yeah, and how would you give this a number?
Mm. 3.
You give it a 3. See, yeah, I'm not in love with this, so I give it a 2. I'd be like...
Yeah, it's between a 3 or a 2. I think if it was being handed out and it was the only red at a wedding, I would probably drink it. But if there was another choice of red at a wedding, I'd probably take that instead.
Yeah.
We've drunk a lot worse at Renfest.
Yes, we have. Oh, and I agree with that. I think what this wine, why I did not like it, is the more I drank of it, the less I liked it, which is counterintuitive.
No, I agree.
So apparently there's not enough alcohol to make
it's
it.
It's an extremely dry finish, which, and a lot of times...
It leaves my tongue very tacky.
And I tend to prefer wine to be a little dry on the drier side, but if it's like, if all I can experience is like, oh, there's tannins... In this. This tastes like tannins.
Yeah.
And I just had a little bread with it. It didn't improve.
No. Okay. And that's the other part about this, is when I did, like, open this bottle, I think I had some lasagna. This should be great with lasagna. No. It was just like, meh.
I think you'd need a steak to try to stand up to
this. Is this actually, like, from Italy wine?
Actually from Italy wine.
Which,
as opposed to...
Actually from California wine.
Yeah,
actually from...
No, let me see.
Do you need help? Do you want me to read it for you? I read
it is from Italy.
I think
that was a one-handed flip. You know, if it's 2, it means a lot more.
Your other hand was busy holding.
I think I can see where some self-important sommelier would be high and mighty about it, but yeah, it's not doing it for me.
So I
guess it is such an odd nose too.
Yeah. Well, I actually don't mind the bouquet at all.
I like it. I like that.
Like, the smell is really good.
It smells like I'd love it.
I know. Exactly. Maybe that's why it pisses me off so much.
To me, it's like coffee. Coffee smells so good, and then I taste it, and it's all bitter, and it's just mean.
No, it's got a very rich...
It fakes me out.
So, do you think we
should... Very full smell, but yeah, the flavor doesn't...
No.
Hold up.
Makes me angry.
Should we... It reminds me of...
Oh, let's.
It reminds me of some scotches I've had where I just want to, like...
Smell it, but not...
Yeah. You know, like... If there's a way to make scotch incense or something.
Well, you have two choices.
Well,
you can
now
make
I'm
up.
Doing that.
Yeah. Scotch incense.
Scotch scented candles.
Like, wouldn't it be great to have, like, a Febreze car, like, thingy where you stick it, it just smells like scotch, and every time you get pulled over.
Have you been drinking?
No, officer, I haven't.
No, it's my infuser that I have in my car.
It's my aftershave.
I'm looking for a certain type of woman. So I just splashed scotch behind each other.
No, you've got the scotch aftershave and the bacon aftershave. They go together perfectly.
Yeah, the bacon gets the man.
Yes, it's
God, I hate the smell of bacon. Oh, it makes me sick.
It's totally the redneck Christmas pack right there.
Maybe that's why.
Should we try the aerator?
Yes. And you can either drink that or pour it out. You might want to splash a little water in there.
Yeah, we're going to splash some water in there.
Splash, 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 splash,
yeah, splash, splash, splash.
You've got water right there.
I have my own.
Because everybody has three
now.
Glasses.
Everyone has three
glasses. This is so much more elaborate than what I am used to. Ooh, jeez. I just dribbled on salsa.
Hey, it was only water.
It's water.
It's okay.
The thing is I was throwing my glass back at the same time, so I thought I had spilled on myself.
Nope, that's just me being a clown.
Okay. You right, totally could have gotten away with that one.
Okay, all so...
Right. It wasn't for those metal
putting
kids.
The aerator...
Oh, this is...
Oh, that was comedy right there. I had nothing to do with that. All I did was pour the sucker. Okay. All right.
It does make it kind of bubbly looking.
Yeah.
Yep. It...
it sounds like a bad day at the Ren Fest, is what it sounds.
It sounds like you know, comedy drunkard stuff where you're just, like, literally sucking down.
I know I'm dying pouring. My hands keep shaking.
Yeah, I don't want to wreck your lovely new boozing equipment here.
Boozing accoutrement.
Yeah. We gotta be a little more hoity-toity. Yes.
It was a gift from Dawn.
It was a gift from Dawn. It really
then
was.
It's thing.
It's a thing.
No wonder it makes that noise.
It's true.
Oh, no.
So it does give, like, a super bubbly appearance to the wine, though.
Yeah, it looks like grape juice now.
And but the bubbles actually went away right away. Because this was like a handheld aerator or poop sound effect machine.
I feel like it took the bouquet away.
Did it?
It took a lot of the yeastiness off.
Yeah, and that's my favorite part.
Yeah, no, the smell, the really berry smell of it was...
Yeah, it's... And that just smells fruity. Mm. And now it smells a little on the sour side.
Mm-hmm.
I still hate it.
But the flavor improved, I think.
It did. It smoothed out a bit.
The flavor definitely, yes, it's got smoother.
The front the front of my tongue is happier with it. It's smoother there, but the
but
finish
my nose
is, still
is not
a
as
rough.
Happy.
It took out the weird finish.
Yeah, if I could smell it unaerated and drink it aerated, I would be happy with this wine, but not as it is.
Yeah, interesting.
It's just sort of, it's like a really generic dry wine.
Yeah, kind of a table wine.
Yeah. I hate describing things as generic because it's kind of inherently undescriptive. But that's you know, it's just, yeah, this is just basic.
It did improve,
wine.
Though.
But we can hands down say the aerator poop sound effect did make a difference.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I enjoyed the wine.
Significantly,
yeah. Yes.
It made it better in some ways and worse.
You'll
in some
have
ways.
To drink a lot more just to hear the aerator sound effect.
Well, so
down the hatch.
You know what? I think we need to use the... the dog with the big, clear penis. Yep. And put that in.
Yeah. Does that make it better?
How does that dog walk? I would like to know.
By the way, way, this was also a gift from Don.
Yes,
oh,
yeah. Yeah.
If you guys ever have...
Things that sound like farts and dogs with giant penises, it makes sense.
It's usually me. Yeah, it's usually me.
If you ever get the chance to hear Stephen Bruce, the author, recite his poem, Dotsons with Erections Can't Climb Stairs.
That makes sense.
Take that opportunity, because it is a wonderful poem.
Well, I feel like I'm learning so much.
How do you?
I did not know this about dachshunds.
With erections, duh.
Yeah, well, with erections, yeah. Yes.
I want to hear it dachshund rhymed. I'm sorry, now that you've said dachshund, that's what I want.
You
want
to hear it rhymed?
Yes, I want things that rhyme with dachshund.
Moccasin? Kind of.
It totally works.
Dachshund,
moccasin.
Moccasin's made up to look like dachshunds.
Yeah, moccasins on my dachshunds. This works.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
Steve just played me the most stupid song about a wiener dog. Just reminds me. And it has, apropos of nothing, exactly. There we go.
Okay.
Well, whenever I hear the song, Get Along Little Doggy, I always think of dachshunds.
Yes.
I always do. It's like,
lends itself very naturally. Wow.
I just think of a little dachshund farm. And people going to get a little
dachshunds. Dachshunds and Pomeranians. And
yeah, this makes
get along, little doggy.
Well, anyway.
I'd love to see like a dachshund steeplechase. Like really tiny little fences.
Have you ever seen races?
No. That just sounds mean.
No, it's hysterical because I only have to run just like one furlong. And I mean, it's like my family.
Furlong.
Yes, I know.
And
they have a tiny little post box where all the dachshunds go in. And I mean, and then they like open up all the doors, and sometimes the dachshunds just sit there. And sometimes the dachshunds like completely run an opposite direction.
Yeah.
And then I remember at the races,
I saw a squirrel.
Hi, there's a friend next to me. But this woman who at the finish line actually had her vacuum cleaner because the dachshund hated the vacuum cleaner so much. And so she's sitting there with the vacuum cleaner and the dachshund's like, oh, I'm gonna kill it. And it felt like it took about 12 minutes for the dog to run from the box to the vacuum. But it was just ears going. It was fantastic.
On the little doggy ranch, I want to be the one branding the dog.
I did see a YouTube video of like a wiener dog race, and there was one dachshund that was in the little the little doggy wheelchair thing.
Oh,
you know, because its hind legs didn't work, so it's in like a thing. It had the greatest the name. Its name apparently was Anderson Pooper. And there's like an announcer, you know, like, coming out of gate 23, Anderson Pooper. And there are all these people in the audience yelling, go, Pooper!
This pleases me.
It was really adorable, and Anderson Pooper is one of the best dog names I've...
Did he win?
No, he was, well, he,
this
yeah,
story
he was very
ruined.
Disadvantaged. But
he was at a disadvantage.
Anderson Pooper's a really great dog name. The other one is, I know someone who has a chihuahua named Bob Barker.
Oh, teary me.
And is he spayed or neutered, or is he both? Just because he has to be both.
Oh, I think he would
No, the true
be,
comedy
yeah.
would be if he wasn't.
Yeah, and he had all these little horror babies.
Oh, so I do have to share.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, this is oversharing. Sinja, my male cat, is actually spayed.
Oops.
No, because... He's so big, they thought he was older than he was, and opened him up and realized he's undescended, and they had to actually cut in his belly and try to find them, and they only found one.
They only found one jubbly.
They only did.
So he's like Hitler now.
Yeah.
How did I not know that about Hitler?
There is
had one time
it hasn't actually been proven, but it was long suspected that Hitler only had one testicle.
Is that why he wanted Russia so bad?
Yeah.
I'm going to make Russia my other testicle.
Well, I mean, most people just buy a Porsche or something like that. If you're the ruler of a country, though, you gotta aim big.
You gotta aim
big. Yeah. You gotta prove you have a cojone.
Exactly.
I have at least one.
And it's bigger than all of yours combined.
It's the size of Russia. Literally.
Oh, that sounds painful.
Wow. So we did decide the area.
Metaphorically!
My metaphoricals are huge. huge. So we decided the aerator changed the wine. But it would it change your score of the wine?
If we were breaking that score down into different subsections,
which you're welcome
to, it would definitely alter the aroma. Definitely decreased significantly, but the flavor increased. So still going with a 3.
Yeah, I would go from like 2.9 to 3.1 or something.
Okay, so it moderately improves it for you.
Yeah, it makes it more drinkable, but less enjoyable.
Yeah, Lana.
You know, I'm just taking my score down because all of a sudden my tummy is like, wow, that's really acidic.
Mm. So it is a very acidic one.
I'm at a 2.75. I don't care what you do to this sucker.
Okay.
I mean, the aerator, I think, does some stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm just not... I'm liking the wine less and less the more it's in my tummy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This wine still pisses me off. So,
I've got to ask, where'd you get it and how much did you spend on it?
Well, excellent question. This is one of my Lathwaite boxes.
No way.
Yes, it is. And you don't always get good wines or wines you prefer, but which is awesome about Lathwaite is you just call them up and go, this wine sucked. And they go, sorry. And then they just credit you the money.
Really?
Yeah, I know. This is why I like it. But...
Well, you can just say everything sucked.
Everything sucked every week.
Wow, I hate wine. Why do you keep saying But I think that brings us to...
To your app.
To the app I just discovered based a friend of mine, Kate Mitchell, out of Wisconsin.
Did you take a picture of this?
No, I'm going to, though.
Oh, goody.
She introduced me...
Do we need to clean the droplet off
of
the...
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out what this thing is.
But, get irradiated.
She introduced me...
Make it presentable.
...to the app Delectable, which I downloaded specifically for this. And what I get to do, if you guys want to witness how cool this is, basically, it turns on my phone for my camera, and it's
An app that turns on your phone.
It turns into a check mark.
It turns into a check mark, and then it turns into a swirly, swirly, swirly.
And then it just finds...
Wow. And then it...
Information on it.
Yeah, it's given us the full name. I wish it gave us the pronunciation. But yeah, some people give this, for some reason, an 8.7.
Out of...
They're insane.
I'm assuming out of... out of 9,000. Someone
says... Goes great with a pumpkin waffle.
While wearing
not a thing I would eat.
Hold on, wait.
There's more. While wearing a pink robe in your 30s on a Sunday night, that actually just sounds sad.
I feel like that
it's
has
It's great
to,
if you're pathetic.
If you're a loser, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
The final note on my tongue is sour, yep.
Yep, yep, I agree with that. But there's a lot of, like, nines and... Sevens.
The dark cherry flavor, that's what I was getting in the smell, but not in the flavor.
I would
flavoring.
Say a sour cherry.
Mm. Yeah.
But otherwise, apparently, according to this, this goes for $12 a bottle.
It has one pro rating.
Ooh.
And that's the 8.7.
Yeah, I think they're high. But, you know, regardless.
I think they were high before they drank it.
I do, too. And so anyways, it's kind of a cool app.
No, it is.
That is interesting.
I mean, and you can take it into the store.
Like, you just be like, how is this wine? Nobody likes it. Okay.
Or you could see if people are overcharging for it or what have you. But, yeah.
Fencing.
Fascinating. So, I mean...
There's, like, the taste rating and the how messed up do you get drinking it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Is how detailed is their matrix?
Yeah.
Well, obviously really it's pink robe detailed. Like, I don't know what
you know what this would be good with? Is I have a wine in there that's been open too long. I didn't go down in two days. I'm sorry.
What?
And it got too warm. We had that warm spell. And and a really fruity red will get a little too jammy when it's warm. If I mix the two and make my own blend, that would be great.
Maybe great.
Which we have done before.
I do it on a fairly regular basis. I've got half a glass of this and a half a glass of that, and they're both too far on the opposite spectrums. Put them together.
And then
you'll put it through the aerator.
Yeah.
Should we move to the next bottle?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
all right, so it's your turn.
Well, because the white needs to cool yet, I'm going to go with the other red.
With the horses
and
on
give it the opportunity to... Do you want to replenish the ice in there?
You know what? It's actually quite chilly.
Is the wine bottle cold?
I don't know. Let me do this for a while and see if it's getting
Let
cold.
Let me make motions like I'm giving a hand job. That's great.
Oh, I was thinking milkmaid. You guys are dirty. Oh,
we
whoa.
Are dirty.
Oh,
we're
oh,
dirty.
Heaven for heaven.
I'm just offended because you obviously haven't listened to us.
When do I have time to listen to other people's
Why don't I just quick pop this in the freezer?
Okay.
Okay. Well, it's a good freeze.
We were using the wine chiller.
Mm-hmm. Now we're using the official wine chiller, which is
the freezer.
All right. I keep scrolling around on like Craigslist for a wine fridge. I really, really want one for my bar.
You know, I had wine for a while. I liked it.
Yeah, I'm still my bar in my basement is a work in progress, and I really want that. That's the next addition that I really need to.
And then we'll come over and do screw it at your bar. Yep.
Oh yeah, that's great.
That'll be totally fine.
Put it right next to the kegerator, and it'll be perfect.
Wow, that would be perfect. But we'll be the judge of that when we come over.
When are you going to come
be
over?
Be the judge.
We'll
I keep trying. We've rescheduled like three times, Don.
I've always wanted one of those.
Bustier for your wine?
Well, that too. But oh, like, yeah. You know, mid-60s era swinging bachelor pad, like electric bars where you like flip a switch on the wall and like a bookcase rotates around. And it's a bar.
It's the bat bar.
Eventually the door to the bar is going to be a bookcase.
Yes.
Nice.
I have like the casters and everything that I need to build it. I just need to build it.
Mm. Have you seen my lovely bar in there?
I have not. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and it's full. Besides, cool. The inside is full. Nice. And it's got the cool little... I've got to take the cork out first.
Why were you taking the cork out? Why are you talking? Do not talk.
I'm sorry, in the podcast.
No, open the wall.
Oh, my God.
Someday in the future, they'll have a podcast that's just, like, scents. Or tastes.
Aroma podcasts?
Yeah, an aroma podcast.
Aromatherapy podcast. Oh, my God. We can market this in California.
And make millions.
Wait. There we go.
That already boosts.
We are, yes.
Better.
Alrighty.
Oh, I didn't.
Jesus.
Like go.
Okay. Are we going to aerate this one too?
Yes.
Oh,
I think
we will later, yeah.
God! What is with me?
And it's still the water.
I am going to state right out of the gate that I'm not partial to Merlots in general.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, this is a Washington Valley Red.
Okay.
Which I am really partial to Washington Valley Reds. And that's my soapbox, and I'm getting off of it.
That's got legs.
And this has a beautiful pinkish burgundy sort of almost mulberry color.
And we're drinking 14 hands Merlot.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. No, that it definitely makes sense. That other one was very syrupy. This one has a much better better legs on it.
Yeah
it does seem much happier. Yeah. Lighter body, just visually.
There's the legs.
We got some good leg action.
Yeah. Oh my God, the fruit.
It's
very fruit. I don't like it as much as the other one before it was aired. Man. That had just that really nice body.
Mm-hmm.
That almost cherry berry flavor.
Oh man,
this already makes me happy.
Smacking me right between the eyes with the fruit. Mm-hmm. Raspberries even.
It's got like a. Like a spice to it almost.
Raspberry and a little bit of tobacco.
Like tobacco, I was going to say black pepper, cigar. But I think black, yeah.
Not. I hate that whole cigarette pencil shaving. That stuff is bad. But cigar makes me happy.
So is one aged in the bottle then? Based on what you're saying? So?
Mm-hmm.
Neat. Now it's all under my nails. That's
I keep trying to come up with something to add to the nose
it
that
does
everyone
look,
else has
it
said.
It does
but
look younger.
Nailed it.
Well,
so
and I agree. This is it's a young wine.
It's a... 2012?
No.
Okay. What was the other one? 2013. Oh,
yeah.
2013.
Yep.
So, but this is much fruitier and,
that's true.
And
it is
grown
lighter.
In a richer richer soil.
Well, the color is a lot lighter.
And, you know, the wine, the grapes are different.
Can we toast so we can drink this?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry.
Don has a plan, and it's to drink wine.
Okay, what are we drinking to?
How about two mutual podcasts?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
For podcastiness.
Yes.
Very well done.
Oh, are you ready? So that was Lana's opinion.
So
was yours.
I do know
it actually,
Lana likes the sweet end and you like the dry end. That sounds bad now that I say it out loud.
No, it sounds bad.
It's like
when we meet in the middle and lick.
It's like I have a maraschino cherry on my tongue.
But they taste better than maraschino cherries.
Yeah,
No, not a maraschino cherry. It's just some. I can't place the berry, but some berry. It's very, very berry.
Dark cherry crossed with maybe a currant.
Yeah.
With a little bit of cigar smoke. And it's got the one of the softer finishes
that's
for
nice.
It's very, very fruity.
The aftertaste is very, very cherry-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I commend your cigar smoke, because that's usually what I taste, and that's definitely...
I'm always slightly worried about really fruity wines, just because I tend not to like wines to be... Because I associate it with being, like, really sweet. But this isn't. This is not, like, overpowering.
And see, that's what I generally gravitate towards myself. I like, I gravitate towards Zinfandels and Grenaches and things like that. In general, which is, and Merlots, like I said, are kind of on the far end of the spectrum for me. But this one's not bad, actually.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
so
cool.
If we
this one
rated
is actually
it,
not bad at all.
Kelvin, if you rated this, what would you go with?
He's pursing his lips.
I'm thinking about this pretty hard.
Is he thinking about kissing the vintner?
Well, I'm watching the sweat start to break out on his brow.
Oh, really nice.
I have a lot of brow, you can see.
It's an impressive brow.
I would, you know, like 3.5 to 3.75, mm-hmm, you know?
Mm-hmm. How about you, Anna, while Salsa is still aerating his wine?
This is one
face.
Of my go-to, I'm too tired to think, I just want a wine that I know I like.
Yep.
So this is usually a 3.5 to a 3.7, depending on, you know, the weather outside, depending on my, mm-hmm, my likes and dislikes.
I think I'm in pretty much the exact same range that you're at. It's if I had my druthers, I'd probably grab something else, but if this was in the house, I would absolutely drink it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can probably drink the whole bottle.
I think I'm liking it a little bit less as time goes on, so we'll see how I continue to like
you
it.
You do want to drink it right away, mm-hmm, because if it stays open for more than 24 hours, it's going to turn jammy and overly sweet on you.
Yeah, I feel like the deeper I get into the glass, the less I like it. But that first impact was very powerful.
Just go deeper, and you might still start.
I should probably keep this in mind.
I always go deeper.
Mm-hmm. Should probably keep it in mind for like my parents or something.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. No. This is a.
I think it's something my parents would like.
Yeah, this is a great. We're going to a party and we don't know what we're eating. Wine.
This is drink it with, have some bread and drink it with the bread.
Yeah.
And that's when it starts to change up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as cloying. The sugar gets absorbed.
I like
because when my dad usually buys wine, he just goes to the liquor store and there's like the barrel of clearance items, and
right,
he grabs like, oh, this is $3. He gets that or whatever.
I think when we aerate it, I'll like it better.
Yes.
Because I was aerating it in my face,
and I
felt like the. It was almost like a chocolatey tobacco flavor that was coming out a lot,
mm-hmm,
that I was really enjoying.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Chocolate tobacco. Well,
it was more of a sensation than a flavor.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's aerate this puppy.
Let's do it. Oh, God, I'm going to love this.
Oh, this.
Come on, Lana. Be an adult.
I can't. It just doesn't work. I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
You remember, those... the cartoons with the red ant and the blue aardvark.
Oh yeah!
No.
Oh my god! Yeah.
This is kind of like the sound of the blue aardvark drinking wine. I'm gonna have you some wine.
Well, you know,
get out of your ass! I'm having wine.
One of my mother's friends just swears by her aerator, and I do want to say. So you like a lot of cheap wine, do you? But I didn't. But, you know, so she sometimes listened to us. So I'm sorry.
No, you didn't say that.
Well,
I'm not naming you. I'm not naming you, so
you, but you know who
it was,
you are.
You can pretend it's not you.
Why did you give Kelvin so much?
Yeah, you did. You really
Oh,
did.
I'm sorry. It's hard to tell because it gets bad.
I didn't hold my glass up. I held it on the ground, like on the table, so.
It gets a little backed up, and it's hard to tell how much you've actually poured into it.
Oh,
oh,
I was really I wasn't really objecting there.
Wow.
No,
I'm sorry.
Lana was going to give me more and totally skip salsa. I was not going to say anything. But Salsa had the most amazing hurt puppy expression.
It's because I wasn't properly impressed with your liquor cabinet, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's it.
That's it. An antique.
No, it's very nice.
I want to see
it in the light because it looks like it's got really interesting carving on the front.
Yes, it does. It does.
So while she's doing that.
Yes, why don't we take a smell of our
wine?
Well,
I was actually going to say, I don't think you knew this when you invited me on the podcast, but
yeah.
I actually worked on a vineyard.
We didn't know that. Tell us about that.
I'm going to put food in my mouth and then talk about it.
We haven't worked as waitstaff, but
yeah. Let's do the smell then while he's digesting so he doesn't choke.
Oh, my goodness.
It seems like it's changed to me. Has it changed?
Again,
me?
I feel
I
like it's reduced.
I
yes.
can't...
Which is not a bad thing.
No, but I'm not getting those...
I can't detect a significant difference in those, but...
Mm-hmm. more about how it tastes.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Okay.
Is it gonna mess you up?
Yeah, it's not a shot. Yeah.
Oh.
Is it better or worse?
It's not as good.
Really, I like it better.
I think it smooths everything out and makes it more pedestrian.
I think it opens up the chocolatey, vanilla-y, tobacco-y flavors.
Interesting.
Kelvin, what you thinking? You're making your thinking face.
Yeah, it seems like it's harder to pick out the individual fruit now, but it also seems like the finish is more sour now.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right. The individual flavors are hard to pull out, but I think that they blend together very well.
What I liked before is that a mouthful of this wine took you on a journey.
Oh, and where did you go on this journey?
Let me tell you.
Tell us.
Narnia.
South St. Paul.
It's east. Everything is east.
East,
South St. Paul.
You know, you get hit with this color of flavor, and then that color. And it was a journey. It was from one to the other as it progressed over your tongue and down
your back
throat.
Of your throat.
Mm-hmm. And it was such a journey.
No, I think...
And now it's just there.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you.
So, I like the journey.
As the aerator then goes, it smooths things out.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe takes the bite out of things and putting it into Don terms, which is...
And Don always likes to bite.
Don likes to bite.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, so far the aroma has definitely been reduced in both.
Yeah.
And I like a really good nose.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
But then other people would say, you know, I mean, and it's okay.
With
we've
those
received,
people.
Yeah, I mean, we've received the critique of we don't let our wines breathe, but geez, we only want to have this be an hour long. But if this is what our wine is going to taste like, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I think you should also enjoy wine the way you're going to enjoy wine. And
in a bucket.
I mean, that's the thing is
in a bustier.
If the way you drink wine is to crack open the bottle and take a drink.
With a straw.
But I mean, if you're, I know when I'm drinking wine at home, I don't want to let it breathe. I want to, I'm going to have a bottle of wine. So
I want a damn drink right
exactly.
now.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking, you know, in 20 minutes I might be thirsty. But that's,
I'm not into a lot of prep
right.
with booze, you know.
If that's how you drink wine, then there are different wines for you. But if the wine you are drinking, you want it to be drinkable right away, then you need, that is your criteria, and you need to look at different wines.
I want a glass of wine while I'm waiting for the pizza to cook.
While you're waking up. You were going to say while you were waking up.
Well, that would be Prosecco.
Oh, that's true.
And that doesn't need to be open.
Duh.
Yeah, so start your day with the Prosecco, and the rest of the day is fabulous.
With the ratings, then, is everyone unanimously... voting this one down?
I would knock it down like a third of a point. To like 3.2 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's still fine, but I liked it so much. I think what we're finding out is the aerator is great for more robust wines.
This wine is... I would now rate this wine as pie. It's 3.14.
15926538.
Except, you know, pie is a little more delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, so
I think that'd be awesome if you wanted a wine that actually rated as pie.
I don't really like pie, but
yeah,
that's
but,
okay.
Okay, I just tried this pie at Baker Square.
You are dead to me.
Miss Baker's Square.
Then I won't pour you any more wine.
Yay, more wine.
You're alive!
You're like Jesus.
Yay. Zombie Jesus.
I wonder if you could make a wine pie.
I think you could.
You could.
You know, like, well,
so
I mean, it'd be wine-infused fruit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
I think if you did a...
I'd like pie then.
I think if you
it'd be like rum cake, only it's wine pie.
Okay, well, you bake us one of those.
No,
I would have to learn.
I think if you did,
a
meat pie and did a red wine reduction.
Mm.
In
oh,
well, you can make us one
like a
yeah.
beef bourguignon.
Beef bourguignon.
Bourguignon.
Okay, so
hey,
if you head over to the Apropos of Nothing podcast and listen to a few episodes, you're already going to know this about me. But every year I hold a party at my house. Annually on Pi Day.
Wait, salsa?
Yeah, neither of us have ever.
I've never
to
been
that.
Invited.
No, I'm just saying.
What's this about?
Give us back your wine.
I'm trying to get you. I had to reschedule four times on my podcast. Think I'm inviting you to other things? No, have a party on Pi Day every year, March 14th, and basically we have 50 people in my tiny, tiny house all make pie.
Nice.
It's pretty great.
So the pie from Baker Square was peanut butter and banana. But the way it was done, the peanut butter was like this crunchy sugar granulated peanut butter, and it was just like, oh god, I'm gonna eat the whole thing.
Is it like drizzled with chocolate on top?
Nope, there was no chocolate. God. Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, how can you have a peanut butter and banana and not have chocolate?
It worked.
Really?
It worked. I would go eat it again. Happily.
So like you ate it and afterwards you went, thank you very much.
Yeah, I did. I did. And I did die.
And you went
I got that.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't die on the toilet.
What you need is the marshmallow fluff.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you very much, man.
Yeah.
No.
It.
So I this is going to sound like I'm bragging, but I used to live in Switzerland years and years ago, and I was staying with a family there, and they owned a small vineyard, and I went one summer out to work in the vineyard, just string, you know, the long rows of twine that the vines crawl up and stuff, stringing those up and stuff like that, and then just plucking grapes right off the vine and popping them in my mouth.
Oh, yummy, yummy, yummy.
Seriously,
yummy.
Super good. They were...
What type of grapes were they?
They were Chardonnay grapes.
Mm.
Bloop.
Did you get drunk?
Off the grapes?
I don't know. Did you try? You didn't try then.
After,
you should have tried.
Not off the grapes.
You didn't try enough.
I drank plenty of the wine. We actually had that wine from that vineyard every Sunday.
That's
for Sunday dinner.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well,
can you imagine if we were...
I should probably get some
on.
Bread and oil as well.
Yeah. You've got wine all over your plate.
But that,
I do have wine all over my plate.
That's how I learned the things that I know about wine already.
Well, that's cool.
Like the cork thing and the...
Well, that's an extra bonus, actually.
The things with stuff. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Stuff.
And then I go to a restaurant or something like that and with my family, and they knew, you know, that I did this. And so we'll have...
Your family
the whole
knew that?
That I was
did?
Living over in Europe.
Yeah. They knew.
Like, for
my mom.
I'm not telling you where I'm going or what I'm doing.
But we'll have a family gathering, and we'll go to a big fancy restaurant or something like that, and they'll be like, would somebody like the cork? And they're like, give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what he's doing with it.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, Steve does that now. You taste it.
Mm-hmm. Should we try the corkless wine that I brought? The
what?
Chocolate.
Is it
yes.
Bonus!
I know. I found...
Corkless wine?
Yes, it's not a do job, but I found Ghirardelli's Intense Dark Cabernet Matinee. Yes, dark chocolate infused with a hint of natural blackberry and grape flavor, which apparently means
wine.
As opposed to grape juice?
Create your own perfect moment with Cabernet Matinee, our luxurious,
perfect.
Deep, and velvety dark chocolate infused with tart flavor of blackberries and grapes delivers an unrivaled chocolate intensity. Find your moment of timeless pleasure in a pink robe or something in Ghirardelli's Intense Dark Chocolate.
Stop. No, sorry. Calvin's those are supposed to be sound baths.
No, what? No.
No, Kelvin just spills water. I spill bread.
Oh, okay. You spill bread.
We work well together.
The cuties are going to love sitting by you guys. All right.
No, so, they're too afraid of everything.
I've always noticed if you live in a house with a dog, the dog always hangs out by the kids.
They're back in
the
way.
Because they're going to drop.
We used to call our dog Hoover.
Oh, of course.
Well, we used to call Sassy Hoover.
After the president, right? Little known fact, the president loved to suck.
Ooh.
Hoover was kind of a sucky president.
No, he does suck many things.
Ooh, smell it. Ooh, you could smell the berry in this.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's
you know
nice.
How he was,
yeah,
why
wow.
he was a sucky president? Because when everybody thinks of Hoover, they think, damn!
And
this is the level of comedy you get at our show.
No, I was just thinking of a guy in a dress. Sorry.
Dumb side thing. It's entirely by marriage, but by
all
marriage.
Great stories start this
year. Yeah, by marriage, I am very distantly related to Herbert Hoover.
And you're actually telling us this?
Yeah.
Mm. Wow, you're brave.
The smell of this chocolate reminds me of strawberry shortcake dolls.
Yeah.
Because, like, the smell was so, like, oh my god, this isn't natural, and how does it still smell like this 17 years later? Like, it shouldn't be right. But the taste, though, is...
Are you finding 70... What? Never mind.
Yeah, it's true. But the taste is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Does it taste like Cabernet?
No, it just tastes like dark chocolate.
Tastes like dark chocolate with some... It's actually very raspberry. Mm-hmm. I think it's more raspberry mm-hmm. than
but
cherry.
But I get blueberry on this thing, though, too.
Well, that's possible.
Seems kind of... I don't know, it seems grapey to me.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's fruit. It tastes a little bit like fruit that's not generally in wine, unless it's a dessert
I
wine.
I feel like they used the wrong grape. I feel like Cabernet was not the right one, because I'm not
what
tasting
would you
it.
Cho-
I
mean, what would
I would
you
choose something a lot more robust.
Well, you know, according
like,
to the...
like a Zinfandel.
There
something that just smacks you in the face with berry flavor.
Oh my god, I'm a berry!
Exactly, but that would
I think
you need something strong enough to cut through the chocolate.
And something not quite so sweet.
I think they went with Cabernet just because Cabernet is
well,
like...
Cabernet
it just so symbolizes the entirety of the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ed Zachary.
Ed Zachary.
Ed Zachary.
Ed Zachary.
Famous
was the
wine
greatest
expert.
Vintner.
No,
yes.
You're
have
right.
Have you not heard that?
Do you know the funny thing about the ingredients on this, though? Is it's chocolate, sugar, unsweetened chocolate, cocoa butter, milk, fat, soy, vanilla, and natural flavor. So I don't even know if there's even berries in this.
No, it's just natural flavor.
Yeah.
They just put...
Some extraction of something.
Yeah.
But it doesn't even... Mm-hmm. What do you want?
Olive oil.
He wants the olive oil.
Oh.
Yeah, when she grabs the bottle, you're supposed to say...
He needs another slug of olive oil.
That's the fourth bottle.
It's
like a fourth wall.
I would eat this, though.
Well, yeah. No, it's hardly an unpleasant.
It's dark chocolate with a strong raspberry flavor.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason not to.
Yeah, wow, damn.
Yeah. I mean, I like this. I don't know if Cabernet Matinee is the correct name, but damn, I'm happy I bought it.
Raspberry Party would be a better name.
It's I know
chocolate.
I like sweeter wines, softer wines, mm-hmm. but when I have chocolate,
mm-hmm.
I have a very different sensibility about chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the fruit. On top of the chocolate was just so sweet that it was like it was a little distracting for me.
But did you have the wine with this? Because it's fantastic.
Well, I'll need more chocolate then.
Oh, of course you'll have to have more chocolate. I mean, what a drag. What do you guys think with
the thing with chocolate though, is I want strong flavors.
Yeah.
I don't want subtlety
want
in my chocolate.
I in general
nobody
don't...
eats chocolate for subtlety. If you're eating chocolate,
I do, well
then I'm a terrible human being.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
I do think there's kind of a weird gender split with chocolate.
Legitimately.
Guys always want more milk chocolate. And
I know. I like dark chocolate much better. But
I like dark. Yeah. I mean,
he
I like
likes
dark,
dark chocolate.
I also don't have ovaries that need to be sated.
No.
I just have tongue that needs to be sated. And so I want strong flavors in my chocolate. I want
to
be...
Talk to us about your sating of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds interesting.
It does.
I'm married. I know where this goes.
I'm just saying talk.
Yeah.
Tongue talk, you know.
Well,
it is screw it.
It is along those lines. Now, we're not only doing do jobs and gadgets for wine, but we're also inviting people who have fellow podcasts. Kelvin, you've got one.
I do. I am one of three hosts of a Doctor Who podcast.
That's awesome.
Super awesome.
It's called Get Off My World.
Get Off My World.
And which is a quote by the Brigadier from the Seventh Doctor story, Battlefield. That's where we got that from. And it's me and...
What do you need?
I want more wine.
Oh,
but
I thought you were just trying to cuddle with me.
You want
to...
I'm trying to cuddle with Salsa. Go ahead, keep talking.
You go ahead and think that, honey. What she really wants to cuddle with is the wine.
Yeah.
I don't... A redhead leaned against me. I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
good.
Going for the substandard.
Yeah, I'm going to go for the substandard.
Do you want the aerator?
Like that stuff. No. I want to hear Kelvin talk.
Okay, go ahead.
It's hosted by me and Joshua Scrimshaw and Pat Harrigan.
Oh, awesome. I didn't know Pat was involved.
Yeah, Pat's...
I don't know Pat. We haven't had Pat on the show. Well, I
Pat,
see.
Pat would be an interesting guest. Pat certainly knows his booze.
Yay, Pat. And so what do you guys talk about? Doctor Who?
We talk about Doctor Who. We
imagine.
No, that's the funny part. They don't mention it ever. Welcome to the Doctor Who podcast.
It's three guys who know absolutely nothing about Doctor Who, and so like a question. Doctor Who?
Doctor what?
No,
but,
no, he's on third base.
Yeah,
but
he's on Gallifrey.
Yeah. Thank you.
Gallifrey 3.
Okay.
I've been here all the week.
Yeah, we have a pretty structured format. We... generally do something called the randomizer, where we randomly select a Doctor Who story to discuss. And it keeps...
Across the entire spectrum of all Doctors?
That'd be frightening.
We've been sticking to the classic series for the randomizer.
Okay.
And then we will do things like the Death Zone, where we compare two stories that are kind of similar. And we go into all the alternative media stuff, like the audio stories that were recorded for Big Finish Audio.
Wow.
And the novels and stuff. And we are... This is novels. This is coming up, but we're going to actually play the Doctor Who role-playing game.
Nice.
With Tim Uren, Game Master.
Nice.
And that's going to be, like, a segment.
Are you guys going to do console room? Maybe do one of your
We are planning on doing console room.
Nice.
Coincidentally, why I didn't audition for Jenny Bandage.
That's too bad.
Because it conflicts with console room.
Fearless Comedy Productions' next show conflicts with console room.
Oh. But, yeah, we're going to go to console room. Colin Baker is the big guest of honor.
Nice.
And a bunch of other people who have written for Doctor Who. We're going to try and record an episode there. It would be amazing if we got Colin Baker. I think that's a huge stretch. We might get... Great, now I can't think of a guest of honor. But
how many glasses of wine have you had?
Not enough.
Never enough.
Probably... I know Josh is interested in Lars Pearson. Lars Pearson is a writer.
Mm-hmm.
Who's done Doctor Who-related stuff. He has actually written a book, and this blows my mind, where he actually tries to work out the continuity of Doctor Who.
Mm.
Like, the future history.
Oh, that sounds... No, there's not enough alcohol in the world for that.
I mean...
I've seen timelines before. They're disturbing.
I mean, literally, Doctor Who covers things from, like, the Big Bang to, like... 10 billion years in the future, you know,
But the whole idea of being a Time Lord is that you keep changing the timeline if it's all right in your head to do it.
Right. Well, that sounds cool. So, and how long have you been doing that podcast?
We just posted our 10th episode.
Neat!
10th anniversary! We try to do
fast. How many do we have?
We're beating you.
We've left you.
Oh, you don't even start this game.
Okay, so tell us about yours.
Yeah.
We're on episode 240-something.
Yeah, you guys go every week, though. Yeah,
How do you do that?
Do you even edit?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's the thing, we don't edit anything.
Oh, man.
What you hear is what happened.
You're going to have the crap edited out of you, by the way.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm not going to be on this podcast, is what you're saying.
We'll see.
But the part of you, like, actually working in a vineyard gives us credibility, so we'll keep that in.
Our podcast, when we originally started, we wanted it to be very, very true to us. And so, along with the goofy, silly comedy that we say, if we have serious moments, and there have been... We want to keep that in.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get into a big argument and almost stop being friends right there on the show, which has happened a couple times,
really?
We want that to be in there. And if there's uncomfortable silences, we want that to be in there. Because all of that...
The chirping of the crickets.
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. All of those times where we're all sitting there thinking about what to say next... Or somebody has just said something that makes us all very uncomfortable, or something like that. And suddenly there's that moment of silence. Most people would edit that out. And we're like, no, we want that to be there because that colors the conversation. But yeah, we've had a couple arguments that I almost punched him and left the room.
Wow,
punched whom?
My co-host. Matt,
Alex.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I always want to punch him.
Oh, but, you can drain that out if it's.
That's kind of his thing.
Yeah, it's kind of Matt's thing.
He and I started the podcast.
I don't know you, Matt, but I'm sure I'll love you one day.
He and I started the podcast about 4 years ago, and then Jenna joined us after a while because we needed a feminine touch to keep our stupid boy antics in check. And she does.
And Jenna's awesome.
Yes,
she is. She was our last guest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
Final guest
for Die Laughing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, she's great.
Oh, but that math was great. Two bottles of wine, three women.
Mm-hmm.
Three small women.
Yeah, I saw you doing improv right after the
show. It was brilliant.
We were brilliant.
Yes, we improve with wine. That's why we say it over and over.
Especially when the audience has wine, then we're really great.
We're super funny then.
But it's a general interest. We basically hit record and then find out what we're talking about. We have no script whatsoever. In fact, we love springing things on each other. We basically hit record and say, hey, what has everybody been up to? And then somebody will mention something that they did during the week. And we'll be like, oh, that's interesting. Let's talk about that more. And then we kind of delve into topics that way. Mm-hmm.
It's a fun just like random.
It's very stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we'll, you know, if somebody has something specific they want to talk about, it's not, hey, guys, I want to talk about this. It's hit record. So I wanted to talk about this. Yeah. And that way, again, with a genuine reaction, we want not everybody to have a well-thought-out stock answer. We want to get the gut reaction of, in the moment, this is how I feel about that thing.
Or be an absolute asshole and go, hey, I want to talk about this thing that I know that you guys don't want to talk about.
But the thing is we will start that, and if both other people don't want to talk about it, they'll just hijack the conversation. Because
I'm an asshole.
And we're okay with that. We absolutely are okay with that. It's however the conversation turns and whatever we talk about, we want it all to be very genuine.
Excellent. Speaking of genuine, let's try it. Genuine white.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Let's change the whole tenor of this conversation.
I pulled it out of the freezer in case you heard those noises while Salsa was talking.
Oh, I thought there was a mouse in the room. So, this is a Chateau Saint Michel. You know, it's probably, what is it, a $6 bottle?
It's
I don't know. Let's take a picture of it.
It's Chateau Saint Michel, yes.
We're gonna take a picture and find out.
It's a Gewürztraminer.
But it's got a French name.
Yes,
it's Columbia Valley. Okay, so what I'm doing right now is I'm using.
It's the bottle of wine that you walk into a liquor store and say, "What's your cheapest white?"
No, it's not the cheapest. That would.
Oh, it's the second cheapest. Yeah, it's second. Barefoot.
Yes, Columbia Valley. It's made in Oregon in the Washington, and this is me pulling up Delectable. I just took a quick pick of
you. You are Delectable.
I am.
Yes.
It's a $10 bottle.
So German.
Well, I spend six, so we're
good
doing
for you.
Well.
It's considered an 8.8. And awesome.
I like their whites.
So it's a German grape from a French vineyard in Oregon.
But it's also how much sugar goes into it.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that we had that all established.
I am not in general a big white wine person, but I really like German whites for some reason. I don't.
The Germans understand how to make a semi-sweet wine. Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
If you are picking up a German bottle, it'll also have a rating on it, mm-hmm. and it's Qualitätswein. And so if you ever pick up a German bottle, you want that Qualitätswein on there. And if you pick up one of those, you know it's a good bottle.
Yep.
Yeah, it's God bless the Germans for taking the excitement and mystery out of buying wine.
They must have order!
Yes.
No,
Wait.
Gewürztraminer is like... Oh, I'm sorry.
Calvin.
I ruined it.
Well, you know it's a white.
It's,
they don't do the same.
No, they don't.
I ruined it. I usually bring up Gewürztraminers as like a wine for people who don't normally drink a ton of wine.
Yeah, okay, now we're gonna use our little glass.
Oh, she's a witch!
I'm a witch.
Those identifier things.
Oh, an identifier.
Yes. So these are
wrapping
little,
around the stems. Yes, the little collared beads and wire, and you put it around your stem because it's a white. So you need a stemmed glass so that you don't warm the wine.
Mine on Cala.
This
on
is all
Calvin.
You.
I don't know how this fastens.
Here, it doesn't.
Okay. I thought it was going to be like a little necklace or something.
No, you just.
Okay.
You just wrap it around. You just keep wrapping.
It's like a big snake.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a big snake. That's really attractive.
Thank you.
Yay. I like all the photos that I have of you of your
I've seen that before. It's actually like...
It is a cavern, I will say.
It's cavernous.
You know, okay, ones where it's actually like little funny sayings or something.
Okay, what I would like to do is I got this...
I like
it's
that.
It's from my sister and her husband... last year for the holidays. It's a big honking chunk of granite with a hole bored in it.
Yep.
And, you know, the spigot with a big pebble on it. And, I think I have this, so it's not gonna...
This is gonna be great.
Are you supposed to keep it in the freezer beforehand?
Yes,
or?
But, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. It is what it is.
Okay.
I was wondering what the hell that thing was.
But it's actually... It's actually somewhat cool to the touch.
Okay.
And we're going to pour the sucker in.
Nice.
I have a way with bottles.
Yes, you do.
Okay, give me your glass.
They do have...
Give me your tired, your poor, your hungry, your glass.
You're extremely...
They do have, like, little stone spheres that you can put in scotch.
Yep, yes. These scotch stones.
Oh,
yep.
Yes, okay. You have to be very careful when you tip the glass, yes, because it will hit your teeth, and that hurts like a bitch.
I bet. I didn't even consider that.
Ooh, that's a good sound.
I have never had that problem, I have to admit.
Well, I knock my scotch back, evidently.
Okay, everyone, let's listen to the sound.
Okay. It's almost like it's aerating it.
No, it's the water the water cooler that everybody stands around on their rigs.
I would stand around that a lot more.
if it were dispensing wine.
If it had Gewurz in it. Wow, that's really cool, Lana.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is cool.
And, I mean, they were laughing when they gave it to us. Like, we saw it and we just thought of you. And it's like, you thought of a block of granite when you thought of me.
If you don't want it, I'll take it.
I'm a block.
No, I think they thought of...
They thought of wine, and they thought of... I do love stone. I do love natural stone, so...
Yeah,
ooh, yummy. Yeah.
No, I am a huge fan.
Oh, that doesn't suck.
Much like I am not a fan of Merlots, I am a huge fan of Gewurztraminers and Rieslings.
Yeah, and it's a gorgeous, like, pale yellow.
Such a good color, and I've actually had this one before, so...
So here's the deal. So the Merlot, the 14 hands, I go to Big Top.
Yep.
Here on University, and there are a couple of people that I especially like. Mm-hmm. I mean, they know me on site. They talk to me about wine. But the Merlot was $10.99, and the Gewurztraminer. Oh, I got it on a Monday, so I got a 10% discount. Ooh. Monday wine, 10% off.
Nice.
Go there. The Gewurztraminer was $5.99 before the discount.
Nice!
Yeah!
That's a great $6 bottle.
Super drinkable.
And I don't even know if it's because it came out of that super cool granite thing.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter.
You know, I wonder if it's the super cool granite thing or whatever, but the best way I can describe this nose is like if you've ever had, like, well water.
Yeah, I hate the smell of white wines. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm assuming well water is bad.
Well, like, you know, very, you know.
It's sulfury.
Natural water that's been pulled out of the ground and has, like, a lot of minerals kind of things in it.
No, it was just hitting me in the face, and it was...
and by hitting him in the face, it was the wine charm that I stuck on his glasses.
He put it on
his
glasses.
Not the wine.
No, she put it on his glasses.
Oh, she put it on
his glasses.
No, but the thing is wines aren't meant to be smelled. You know, reds are supposed to be warmer and therefore opening up the flavor, whereas whites are supposed to be cold and you're supposed to taste them.
Yeah.
Not cold, but
I'm sorry.
No, they don't smell, yeah.
No, they smell like ass.
This I like this white because it has...
But the flavor's
It has
good.
A balance, a lovely balance between green apple and pear.
And it's bright and it's clean.
God, that is really nice.
Isn't it, Nomi?
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A $6 bottle of wine... Before the discount, that you could drink all freaking day.
And more importantly, we've already tried two reds and then moved to white, and we all still like it.
Yeah.
Because usually,
usually
that's
you start
the recipe
with white.
No, you want to go the other way.
Yeah.
But we also have.
Let me tell you, you started with the reds.
No, he did.
I wasn't going to start with the reds.
He did.
You did.
He did.
Oh, it's Kelvin's fault. Kelvin's fault.
No,
yeah,
it's me.
Oh, yeah. I did suggest with. I didn't.
No, it's okay.
Know about the whole red versus white.
don't look at him. Don't point at me.
Totally giving you crap.
Yeah, I know. It's like some sort of sports rivalry thing.
We do have
Big Red.
We do have palate cleansers though, so that helps a lot.
Yes,
and by palate cleansers we have almonds and
sound baffling almonds. Oh,
sound
you know
baffling almonds.
If there's one other do job I can share before we have to wrap up, I would love to share this do job.
Oh yes, do on the do job.
I will do on the do job. I got this present as a joke. From the Wilmerths. God bless you guys.
You were serious about the dog with the big glass penis?
Yeah. No. Actually, I got that from my sister, and I'm like, Lana, this is a present for you now. Anyways, so the Wilmerths, as a joke, gave me a vacuum sealer for my leftover wine, because the joke was, what is leftover wine in Dawn's household? Mm-hmm. So anyways, have you guys seen these before?
Yeah.
This thing is... We have one.
Yeah, let me do the sound effects for you.
We never use it.
Nope.
Well, right. I mean, I'm only one person, you know, you're two people. But anyways, so what I did...
I am two people.
Yeah, that's true.
You're right, I am a Gemini.
I am two people as well. So I stuck the cork in there, and now I'm going to do the vacuum sucking. And what you're going to listen for is two small clicks, and then that means it's sealed, which is
so
really cool.
So Dawn is going to suck until she clicks.
Correct. Hold on. Clicks twice.
No. Keep pumping.
Did you hear the two clicks?
I did.
That was the two clicks.
I thought I was on the set of Monty Python.
I know. Well, I thought it was a bicycle repair.
Good wrist action, by the way.
Yes, thank you. I'm very proud of that.
She's worked on it.
Here's the other fun part, is once you actually open it, here, listen.
I know.
Oh, that's the sound.
That's a great cork pop.
Yeah. And that's the wine that didn't, the red wine that didn't have any cork pop.
Yeah.
Oh, but well, I apparently didn't.
You made it
that.
Better.
I actually use this and really enjoy it. Thank you so much, Wendy and Jay, who gave it to me as a joke.
The thing with the cork toppers and things like that is mm-hmm. I have a lot of that sort of thing at home.
Mm-hmm.
But with the switch to screw top wine bottles,
yeah,
that, a lot of that is.
Oh, I love screw tops.
No, I absolutely love it because.
Oh,
that's where this guy comes
in.
This is another cork topper that I have. Mm-hmm. It's not vacuum sealed or anything, but it just pops on. It doesn't like do like the holy crap amazing.
Yeah,
but I have the very decorative like mm-hmm. the dog penis, except you know with very
without
decorative and pretty and very intricate glasswork and stuff like that. But because of the shift back, the reason they do corks originally is because they weren't able to keep screw tops sealed correctly.
Right.
But technology has improved to the point that the screw top actually is a better seal than the cork.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they're switching to that. Which means the wine is better, but mm-hmm. I have all of these beautiful, intricate toppers that I never use anymore.
Well, you should give them to us.
Yes.
See, that would take care of the problem, wouldn't it?
Yes. I have like four open bottles of wine right now.
What?
Yeah, well, on the table, we have at least three.
I know.
What? We'll bring them out here. Let's taste them all.
So, the Gewurz, I mean, we all
do.
Really
we never cheer.
Them.
We never toast.
No, no. Wait a second. Wait,
jeepers.
Retro toast.
No, too fearless.
Oh, too fearless.
Fearless. Oh, my God. That was so much fun. That
oh, I feel like the cosmic balance has been restored.
Thank God.
There we go.
And how would we rate this super fast?
What was five again?
Five is I would tap that vintner's cask.
You
four.
Can just...
Four.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a 4.25.
Nice.
Something
nice.
Like that.
Mona?
It's a 4. It's something I'd put in the fridge and drink it all day long as mm-hmm. I'm gardening in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even though it's white, which whites kind of get me, like in the negative way, I mean, I'll give it a 3, which is a great white. That's great for a white. So mm-hmm. that doesn't really mean, you know, that.
Yeah,
it's a
I in general prefer reds, but this is very nice.
It's red.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you all for joining us because, I mean, crud, this was a odd show because
yes.
we did do jobs. And a bunch of different types
do
of
jobs.
Well, that was scary.
you can edit it out.
No, I won't edit that out.
I hear do job, and I keep thinking like it's some sort of like hairdo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Gel or something.
Probably is. So we.
I worked for a salon, and I didn't even think that.
So we've been drinking the Villa Farnia di Farnese that I can't pronounce. We've also had
14 Hands Merlot and the Chateau Saint-Michel Gewürztraminer.
Which, I mean, all of at least two out of the three were good. But we also played with the vacuum sealer, the alternative version for closing up your wine bottle, the aerator, the big block of granite from the sister... and also the bustier wine holder and the dog
with the
invisible
big penis. Glass penis.
Big glass penis and of course Cabernet Matinee from Girardelli, which was super delicious.
Oh, John, what's our next theme?
I don't know.
It's your turn.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn. This is my turn.
I think we should do house wines from restaurants we love.
Oh crap.
I know. Yeah, so I pick a restaurant.
Stop, the wine is gone.
I know it is.
I'm sad.
Well, actually I'm okay with that.
No.
No, it was so expensive. But you
lobster
pick a
gnocchi.
Which was good.
Oh,
but you pick a restaurant
crap.
You like, I pick a restaurant I like, and whatever the house wine is, that's what we bring to the next show. How does that sound?
Shit, okay.
Ding! I like the challenge. So, you know, we've been sitting here with of course me.
Hello.
I am Kelvin.
I'm Salsa.
And they have awesome podcasts that you should check out. We're going to link to those so you can learn more about them. But otherwise, you've been listening to Screw It, a podcast about wine. Wine improves with age. We improve with wine. Especially when we have this much wine.
Oh, holy crap! We have a lot to drink!
I know, and Delectable. We forgot to talk about Delectable. Anyways, yeah, yes. Delectable's a doohickey too. Okay, bye!
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 Bye.
We're gonna keep drinking.
Yeah.
Now watch, you hit record and I'm gonna be like,
I like wine. Wine make happy.